We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top, three lines from the top, beginning of a line. It said in the Mishnah and Bikurim that Meiser and Bikurim are also Ta'inin and Rav Shimon's Mater. The same thing by beer, V'chayavim beBeer, Rav Shimon Poiter, which means that's clear. Meiser Sheni is first apostle, is also Ta'inin and needs beer. The Shaila is, what's the status of Bikurim? Tanakam holds Bikurim is like Meiser, and Rav Shimon argues on both of those. What's Pshat in this Machlokes? How do we know? It says in the pasuk, you're not allowed to eat in stam in your cities. Now we darshan that that's ma'isa sheni, and trumas yedecha is bekurim, and it's in the same pasuk. So it's a hekesh. Rav Shimon, Truma Karin Rachmana. Rav Shimon says, no, Bikurim is special. It's called Truma. Truma Asyadecha. So it has the same din as Truma. Just like Truma has a din that Oinin is Mutter. Truma Karin Rachmana. Ma Truma Mataris Loinin. Af Bikurim Mutter Loinin. And that is the reason why it doesn't make a hekesh, because here it's called truma. So it's always a shy, look at Bikurim. On one hand, it's hukesh to maisa. On the other hand, it says it's truma. So when it's a stira, according to Tanakam, you make a hekesh to maisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, you know, you say it's truma. And the same like is by beer also. V'chayavim a beer. Rabbi Shimon poite, ma'ar makesh, ma'ar le makesh. One is hekesh, one is hekesh. Like Taisa speaks out, small Taisa, ma'ar le makesh. Mitam de truma kari rachmana. The reason we don't make a hekesh is because truma kari rachmana. Now, it said, two other nafkaminas between Meiser and Bikurim and Truma. It's like Iker, Meiser and Truma, the difference is like this. But also, Levar Mehem Betuma. You're not allowed to be Mevar Meiser Shendi Betuma, which means if it becomes Tuma, I can't use it as fuel. For Oichlam, Tuma Zatma Loikan. If you eat Meiser Shendi when the Meiser Shendi is Tuma, you get Malkus. Manola, what's the Makar for that? Tanya, we learned in the Brice, Rav Shimon Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, and we darshan, bein shani tamei v'utar, say if am tamei and the ma'isa sheni is tamei, is tahar, bein shani tahar, am tahar, v'hu tamei, the ma'isa sheni is tamei. Either way, that's how you learn this pasuk. V'heichon muzar, so now, Rashi explains, the le'ba'arti menu v'tamei means that I cannot be mevarit when it's tamei, no matter what. And even if I want to use it as fuel, because the halacha is, that Ma'isa Sheni, I'm only allowed to eat it, drink it, or smear it. I'm not allowed to destroy it. Now, he should have said in the Pasuk, another vidui, that I didn't eat, Lo'ba'arti mimenu betahar. When it was tahar, I didn't burn it as fuel. Because you're not allowed to use it as fuel. The halacha is that you're only allowed to use it as chilav shtiyas kia. So he should have said that I didn't use it as fuel. Why didn't he say it? Because Lo'ba'arti mimenu betameh includes is a kavachayim. Even tameh you're not allowed to use it for fuel. Kavachayim you can't use even tar for fuel. So this is the makar that lebaarti menu betameh means that you can't even use it for fuel. Vehecha muzar alechilasai. And where is there a hazara where there be a malchus for eating ma'isa sheni when the ma'isa sheni is tameh? So the gemara ain't a yedaya. You don't know. Tumas aguf vehedik sivay. It says tumas aguf mafurish nefesh ashatigaboy v'tama ad arev. And the Gemara darshins later on that pasuk is talking about Meiser. Why? Because it says Kiyam Rokat Psarva Mayim, it's mashma, you don't need Harav Shemesh. All you need is a tvila. So it's Mavuya, that pasuk about Meiser Sheini. What does it say? Nefesh is Tiga Boy Batama. As someone touches something that's Tameh, he is Tama the Arav. Vloyachim Nekachim, he can't eat Meiser Sheini. So that's what a lav is. So what do you mean you don't know what a lav is? So, this is my question. Tumas Atzma Yemenayin. Where's the Makar? You get Malkus. Where's the Azara? Where's the Lav in the Torah? If the Ma'isa Sheni becomes Tomei, then I'm not allowed to eat it. Tama Loimar, Loisuchal, Lecho, Beshurecha, Masa, Degoncha. It says in the Pasuk, Loisuchal, Beshurecha, Masa, Degoncha. Lahal no Amar, it says in a different Pasuk, Beshurecha, this Pasuk, following Pasuk, is talking about Psulim HaMakadosh, which means Hekdish that we can't get a mum and you appoint it. So basically, it's Chulin. It's almost completely Chulin. It says in the Pasuk, it says you can eat it, Tomei and Tarek eat it together. But Tani the Rebbe Shmuel, I feel Tomei and Tarek on Shulchan Achad, eat it on one table, Vakar Achas, on one plate. And so it means that it becomes Tomei everything. So it says, psula makdashim, you can eat when the meat becomes tame. Because of why? Because it's chulin. The kama rachmana, ahud amalacha hasam v'sharecha techlenu, hachal lo suchal lecha v'sharecha. Hachal lo suchal. So it's going back on the halacha of sharecha, which is tamei v'tar. Here it's lo suchal lecha v'sharecha ma'asad degoncha. So we see from there, something that has tamas atzman is a lot. So if someone asks you, Moshi, how do you know that ma'isa sheni is by tuma is a lav? So tumas haguf is in first pasuk nefesh shatiga boy v'tamad arav lo yoicham nakalashim. Kadoshim means what? Ma'isa sheni. That's how you know tumas haguf. Tumas atzman, the food. How do you know? How do you know where's the lav? Lo such alecha b'sharecha. B'sharecha techlenu. It says a tami v'tar, and we say lo such alecha b'sharecha. That's you know the lav of tumas atzman. So that's how you know the halachas of ma'isa sheni. Now, how do you know by Chuma does not have that? Ma'isa sheni came with Chuma, how do you know by Chuma, by Tumas Atzma, where the Chuma itself becomes Tame? How do you know there's no lav? The pasuk says, and also, how do you know both things? We're asking both things, you don't have Chuma. You don't have the halachas by Chuma, you're allowed to use it as fuel. When it's Tame, you're allowed to use it as fuel. So, how do you know these two halachas? So the Gemara, lo ba'arti menu b'tamei, mimenu yata mavir, avata mavir, shemen shal chuma shenitma. We dash like this. Lo ba'arti mimenu b'tamei, which we said means that you know, use ma'isa sheni, that's tamei as fuel, mimenu yata mavir, avata mavir, shemen shal chuma. But shemen of chuma, you'll have to use as fuel, shenitma became tamei. Ah, you'll tell me, how do you know the darshan that way? Ve'ema mimenu. So first Gemara is the darshan over here, the first mile we said before, that Ma'isa sheni cannot be used as fuel when it's tamei, and truma could. So how do you know truma could be used? So he said, "Lashon is menu of a truma yet." Praying the Gemara, maybe the D goes this way. Levarti menu b'tamei, but hektish I could hektish became tamei. Maybe shemen of hektish, for example, shemen that was set aside for menachas that became tamei. Maybe I could use that for fuel. How do you know coming to exclude truma? Maybe coming to exclude kaidish. Let's see the Gemara inside. But and you could use shemesh kodesh. How do you know to go to truma about the mavish shemesh kodesh nitma? The Gemara lav kav chaymu. My ma'isa kal. My the ma'isa which is more cool. The omra tarele bar to menu b'tamei. That you know, do that. You know, use it as fuel when it becomes tamei. Kodesh chomel kol shekin. Kodesh is chomel kol shekin. Break the ma'isa truma nami is kav chaymu. Because truma also is more chomel than ma'isa. So the Gemara no. Ksiv mimenu. It says a miyot. So break the Gemara, my Ross. How do you know where to zet zayin the miyat? You're saying the miyat is saying truma could be used as fuel when it's tamei. Maybe hektish could. How do you know which way to go? So the Gemara, mistavra kodesh loy mata shekain pankakas pancakes. Someone read it. It's a simon that the simon is like this: pigle hektish is a milo of a truma and everything else as pigle, as noisar, as carbon. What's carbon mean? Rashi says carbon means that you have to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash to eat it. Me'ila, it has me'ila, which means someone who's nana from it, the shaygeg, he brings a carbon, it's the me'ila. Karis, if someone eats it with tumas aguf, if he himself is tummy, he gets karis. But also lo'ainen, and it's also to'ainen, which truma doesn't have. So he has a bunch of miles over truma. What's the miles? Pigle, noisar, carbon, me'ila, karis, and oinen. He has six miles. Adraba, truma lematina. Let's say truma is not memoyed because truma has milas. She came mechapas. What's that? Misa. What does misa mean? So Rashi says it means misa for someone who eats betumas aguf, he gets misa deshavayim. There's a problem with that. We just finished saying that the milo of hektish was that he gets karas for tumas aguf. So what are you saying? Karas and misa. So Tais asks his kasha, and Tais says here when it says misa, it's going on a person, a zar who eats it. Like upon him, the milas are misa vechaimish. If someone eats it, has to be a chaymish, mashen kibay hektish no shalacha. There's a din of in la pidyon, you can't be paided. Chuma cannot be, you can't be paided chuma. Hektish, you could be paided with the mum. And the last one is, basur lazarim. Chuma can, azar can never eat chuma. But hektish, for example, kachum kalim, azar can eat it. So chayra, chuma has mile of hektish. So to gemara, halak lefishin, lemaisa, 1 6, 1 4. So hektish has more miles. That has chorus, so chorus is better. Chorus is better, and therefore it's better. And therefore it's more chamer. So, Akapanim, just to recap, we had before, the Gemara said a mila that Ma'isa Sheni has over Truma. What was the first mila? The mila was that you cannot use it as fuel when it becomes Tamei. So, we said, how do we know Truma could be used as fuel. So he said, the drasha is like ba'arti mimenu betami. Mimenu, you can't do, but by chuma you could. Maybe it means mimenu you can't do, but hekdesh you could do. Or he says, no, hekdesh is more chamer. And the second mile was that we said that if someone eats ma'is sheni when the ma'is sheni is tame, he gets malchus. From lo yisucha lecha v'sharecha. Now, how do you, it says chuma doesn't get malchus. How do you know? Zok to Gemara. So we're making a diak. Milka ulalaki. Doesn't get malchus. Hasura ika. Is it isim? No, where's the makar for that? On makra, it says, b'sharecha techlenu. It says in the pasuk, by psulei hamikdashim, which means hekdesh that you applied. It says, b'sharecha techlenu, atam v'atar, yachtav katsi v'chayayal. It's masma, dafka, this you could eat, b'sharecha. Dafka, this. B'sharecha techlenu, lezev l'achar. Dafka, this, psulei hamikdashim, nothing else. So it's a lav, abba, machlal, asay, it's asay. And therefore, we know that it's asay, and therefore you can't eat truma. But Thomas asks my wife, and we dash from his pasuk of b'sharecha techlenu. One more gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, mereish na mesham le'tor meshayer. We had here, remember, a shayla oral if he's allowed to eat ma'is sheni. So he's wanting to arrive from Mishnah Bikurim, which doesn't count it as a raya that truma Bikurim has over ma'is sheni. So Mar says, no, maybe it is a ma'ila. But it's ton of a shay. So where's the ton of all the ton of shay? More than sefer. Zokter Ashi, Mereish na mesham na ton of a shay. Meloik toni, since it doesn't say another milo, could have said in the ratio another milo that truma b'kurim has over ma'is sheni. What is that? Benoyegim mishar shnei shavua vein lam pidyim mashen came b'maisa. There's another milo. Truma b'kurim on noyeg every single year. You have truma b'kurim mashen came ma'is sheni. Is not noig in the third year and the sixth year. So I have another maila truma bakurim has over maisa. Why didn't say that? It's missing. It's missing. So maybe it's missing oral or so. So it's a ton of a shire. Noig in the shire says shvur ve'elam pidyon. And another thing was ve'elam pidyon. Another nafkamina is that truma and bakurim don't have pidyon. Masha enke maisa has it. So two more you could have said. You could have said noig in the shire says shvur ve'elam pidyon. Masha enke maisa. Shma mino. Then there's more shire. And now we still really don't have a raya. That oral, if oral is also ma'is sheni or not. Rav Sheshi wants to bring a raya that oral is also ma'is sheni because we want to count that. But we said, no, ton of a shayla. So right now we're holding by a shayla in Metz Hashem. On tomorrow's daf, we will discuss if a oral is mutter ma'is sheni or not.